Well, good morning and welcome to the Team Glack and Monday Morning Motivational Call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for today's call. Every single Monday, we come together to get our business off on the right foot. You know, we talk so often about the fact that in a corporate job, you would go to your job, you'd have to go to your job or else you'd get fired, and your boss would tell you what to do, and you would be motivated and inspired by what you had to accomplish, and somebody would be holding you accountable. Well, when you own your own Shackley business, you don't have somebody hanging over your head. It's up to you to motivate yourself and inspire yourself and every day get up and do the actions that we know we need to take in order to build a successful Shackley business. And that's a piece of why we have this call and why we have our Saturday team call. It's an opportunity for you to come together and just remember, A, that there's a group of people building a business just like you, and B, that you have a Shackley business that you're building so that you can keep yourself on top of the activities that you need to accomplish. So, every single call, we do a different type of a topic. We've done product topics, business topics, personal development topics. And I want to just give a couple of reminders here before we dive into our topic today. I want to remind everybody about the two June events that are coming up for the team. On June 8th, it's a Friday night, we are doing a Team Glacken Back to Basics Boot Camp out in the Chicagoland area. It's at the Elk Grove Village Holiday Inn. It's going to be a 3.5-hour training. It's in the evening, 6 to 9:30. I am not flying speakers in. I'm actually going to be the speaker, and we're just going to be diving into detailed training about how do you build your Shackley business. If you are interested in going to that, you want to reach out and get those tickets. You can get them at glackenhealth.com on the events tab. This event will sell out. It already did sell out technically, and I opened up a few more spots. I called the hotel to see if I could get a few more spots, so we opened up a few more spots for that. So I'm trying to get as many people in there as we possibly can into the room. They have a big wedding that weekend, and so our space is a little bit limited. So just so you know, you want to get that ticket if you want to go and attend and bring your folks with you. Really, the focus of that meeting is going to be about getting to coordinator, getting to senior coordinator, and why do we teach and train those ranks, and really how do you help your team reach those levels as well. There's also going to be a team meeting down in West Palm Beach the following weekend, the 15th and the 16th of June, and that will be Tony and Debbie Underwood who will be hosting that event. I'll be flying in for that. Heather Chastain from the corporate office will be flying into that event. And so if you live in the southern part, southeastern part of the country, that Florida event might be the one for you. If you live up in the Midwest, the Chicagoland event might be for you. And so just put those on the calendar and keep thinking about who you can get to those events because it's going to help move your business forward. Obviously, the more events you attend, it just motivates and inspires you, but you also get the training that you need to get your business moving forward. Now, the last thing I want to just say is that our global conference out in Vegas is going to sell out. I think Shackley is down to 218 tickets as of last week. I'm sure they've sold more this weekend. I had a boatload of people reaching out to me asking if I had any more of the $99 tickets. I did not and do not. I have found a few. I think I found three for team members this weekend by reaching out to some of the masters who had a couple of $99 tickets left. I think I've exhausted my resources. If you want a $99 ticket, you can definitely reach out to me. I've got a list that's started to run here. We'll see how many people end up on that list, and if we can try and figure out a way to get more $99 tickets, we'll do our best. Okay, so I think those are all of the reminders that we need to touch on. Hopefully everybody who is a sales leader and above got your eyes treatment from Shackley this weekend. And so if you haven't had a chance to check that new product out, it is a fabulous, fabulous new product. It's got a great little applicator tip, which cools as it applies. It helps with wrinkles. It helps with dark circles under the eyes. The Masters got these back in February, and so a number of us have been using it for a while, and I absolutely love what it's done for my under eye area. I used to have to wear a lot of concealer. I had dark circles under my eyes, and it's really helped to lighten those tremendously. I'm hoping that as I continue to use it that I won't have to do any concealer soon, so I'm hoping for that. Okay, so let's dive into our topic for today. You know, I actually had one topic in mind, and I'm actually switching gears here because I've had so many people yesterday reach out with some questions about really how do you move your team forward? How do you help your team reach the ranks that they want to reach? Now, if this is not a topic that everybody on this call wants to hear, we can definitely shift and focus into another area of conversation. But what I want to spend a little bit of time on is talking about how do you move people on your team forward? How do you take your team? And let's say you've got some people who say, you know what, I want to build a business. How do we help hold them accountable to their goals? How do we help them move forward? What are the steps that we need to take as their leader to really help guide them? So any thoughts on it? Any conversation that you know, just comes to mind right off the top of your head? What are some of the things that you think about when you think about moving your team forward? And don't all speak.
Sharing duplicatability.
Okay.
Absolutely. So when we say sharing duplicatability, what does that really mean? So we want to teach and train our team to do exactly what we're doing. So we have to sometimes step back and really look at what are we doing and are what we are doing, is it, wait, let me say this correctly, but is what we are doing duplicatable? Or have we complicated things? Have we made things so complicated that people don't want to do what we do, right?
Right.
So, yes, we want to be duplicatable. We have to have all of the pieces in place that help us to be duplicatable. What are some other thoughts around how do you help move your team forward? So just in your head, let's just sort of, you know, take through, let's say somebody today tells you that they're interested in the business and they buy a success pack or two, they sign up as a qualified distributor, their kit is in the mail, it's on its way. What do we want to make sure that they do in order to get off to a good start? Okay, I'll help out a little bit. We use a 90-day plan sheet in the Glacken organization, and on that 90-day plan sheet, we have 7 steps. Those 7 steps are basic 7 steps for helping somebody to get started. Now, most of you already know what those steps are. Hopefully, most of you know what those steps are. The first step is that somebody would have to sign up. They're going to have to go out and get their qualified distributor kit. They're going to pay that $49.95 fee, so they're going to enroll as a qualified distributor. The second step is that we want them to set up their monthly auto ship order. Now, let's just talk about that for a second. Why do we want people to set up a monthly auto ship? What are the reasons for that?
Good morning, Jennifer. This is Denise. I was going to pipe in about the auto ship and say that trying new products, right, as we are new to Shackley, and most of us, when we start, haven't tried, you know, everything that we have. So I always encourage my distributors to take a look at the catalog and take a look at their shopping list as well. If they were going to go out and buy some laundry detergent and they haven't tried Shackley's, they certainly need to get on board with that. So trying the products. And then I think that also creates that duplicatability that you were talking about earlier, because then they'll duplicate that not only with their builders that they bring in, but also their customers as well.
Very important. And, yes, we, when we talk about the duplicatability, it's not just about with our business partners. It is with our customers as well. So thanks for bringing that up. And, yes, we want people to try new products. So think about yourself for a second. So I don't know the longevity of every single person who's on the call this morning. Some of you have been on a little bit longer than others. Some of you are newer. If you haven't tried all of the Shackley products, every single month just add one item. It doesn't have to be a huge item. It could be, you know, stomach soothing complex. It could be the Vital Mag. It could be the Metal Blend Bar soap-free cleanser. It could be any of the new youth products. It could be the shampoo. I mean, we have so many different products that, yes, we want to make sure that people in our team are trying the products, but we also need to make sure that we've tried them. You know, if you've ever heard me speak before, you hear me talk all the time that I use every single product, and I joke that the only one that I don't use is the prostate product, the soft palmetto. And then, of course, Dr. Daggy told me that I could use the soft palmetto as well, so I added that to my regimen. So now I do take all the products. But, you know, I take them all, and so I can talk about every single product. If somebody asks me a question about the deodorant, I use it every day, so I can talk about that. Somebody says, well, have you tried the Greens Boosters? Absolutely, I've tried the Greens Booster. I use it every day in my smoothie. So what happens then is I can give concrete ideas from a product perspective. You know, somebody says, well, I don't like the taste of the smoothie with the greens in it. You know, what should I do? I can tell them what I do. If somebody says, well, gosh, you know, I used to use the old Shackley Performance, and the new Performance tastes a little bit different. It sure does, because there's fewer sugars, and let me tell you about how I use it. You know, so what it does is it gives you product experience so that you can talk about the products. So that's one piece of the reasons why we want to have an auto-ship. What would be another reason why we want our leaders to have an auto-ship? In addition to trying all the products, what would be another reason we would want them to have an auto-ship?
The PV, Jennifer, so you definitely want to make sure that you're at least 100, but I'll tell you, once you get started on using the products, you quickly get to, you know, higher amounts. And again, same thing happens with your downline.
Right. We in order to trigger a bonus, you have to do at least 100 personal volumes. So you need at least 100 PV in your ID number or under your ID number in order to trigger a bonus. And so you want to make sure that you never miss a bonus.
I know this sounds really goofy, but we have had people on the team who have been at the director level, so they've got 2,000 points or higher in their personal group volume, and yet their personal volume was 54, 49, 61, you know, some odd numbers, but they weren't at 100 PV, and so that didn't trigger a bonus, and they missed that month of director. So let's not make that a mistake. Let's make sure we have at least 100-point minimum auto ship that's set up in the system that we get every single month. And on the 90-day plan sheet, for any of you who have that in front of you, you see that it says 100 to 250 PV minimum. And the reason we plant that seed early is because we want people to Shackleyize their home. Now, Denise, you mentioned a few minutes ago that, you know, once you get started using the products, you're going to do way more than 100 PV. That's true. Most of us do 5, 6, 700 PV. My kids, both of my kids, my daughter is 23 and my son's 25, and they both do around 600 to 700 PV every single month of Shackley products. And that's one, you know, a single person, and they're able to utilize a lot of product because they were Shackleyized as a kid. So as distributors, hopefully you're not going to the store and paying money at Target and Walmart and Walgreens. Hopefully you're not paying GNC or the Vitamin Shoppe for products that you actually sell and market. You need the product experience. You need to utilize your products. You need to be the best product of your product. And we're also making that business commitment to never miss a bonus. So that autoship is about commitment. It's about commitment to your business. It's about commitment to your products. And so everybody should have an autoship. Now, I have people say to me sometimes, well, gosh, I change it every month. That's fine. You can go in and change your autoship. That's the beauty of the Shackley autoship is you can change it every month. I actually change mine every month. I just got my order over the weekend on Saturday, and it was a different group of products this time than it was last month because I needed hand soap this time, and I needed some of the energy chews this time. You know, I don't always go through an entire package of energy chews every single month because I use the energy sticks now as well. So, you know, you have to sort of look at, okay, what's your product usage, and then what do you want to put on your auto ship? There's certain things that I get every single month, and there are a few things that change. So just remember that you are doing this from a commitment perspective, and if you talk about autoship, you're going to know how to set up an autoship, and you will have your customers setting up autoships, and you'll have your business partners setting up autoships. Okay, so enough said about autoship. The third step of the 90-day plan is that you want to talk to your new business partner about a concrete goal that they want to complete in their first 90 days. Now, when people are new, they don't necessarily know exactly what they want to do with this business. Some people can't see the big picture. Some people are looking, well, gosh, I just want to get my product paid for, or gosh, I just want to make $100, or I want to make $1,000, or, you know, whatever some of those entry-level or introductory goals are for somebody who is in this business. But we just want them to write it down. If we don't know what their goal is, and if they haven't publicly announced what their goal is, then it's going to be very difficult to help them reach their goal. So we want to make sure we do that, that we get them to write it down. So what are some of the goals that your newer people have written down? What are some of the newer goals that your new people have shared with you that they want to accomplish? And if you're a new person and you want to share what your first goal is, please feel free to share that as well. What are some of the goals that people put down in this section of the 90-day plan?
Making a list of people?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So like 100 people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they want to get 100 names on their list. Absolutely, that can be a goal. What are some other goals that people might put down in their first 90-day plan? What about an income amount? Or that they want to sponsor their first person. Maybe they want to find their first qualified distributor. You know, just what you want to do is you want to be able to help your team member figure out something that's comfortable for them that they are willing to put down as their goal so that you know what you're helping them work towards and they know what they're working towards. Sometimes somebody signs up as a qualified distributor and they're just sort of hanging out there. It's like, well, what do I do next? That's why this 90-day plan sheet is critically important. And you can find this at glackenhealth.com. So just make sure that you know that where you can find it. And for those of you who've taken Glacken University, it's in your binder. We've updated it, you know, over the years. So depending on how old your binder is, you might need a new copy. If you need a new copy, just email me and I'll send you a new copy. Okay, so the first three steps, enroll as a qualified distributor, set up your monthly autoship of 100 to 250 PV minimum. The third step was to write down their concrete goal to complete in a 90-day time frame. The fourth step is to start their list of names. So what you do is you have them turn over the sheet, the 90-day plan sheet, and start their list. So, Joanna, if they had said that they want to get 100 names on their list, that's fabulous. You're going to help them get started on that right now. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to help them just think through who are some people that we could contact now. We don't want them to go home and spend 2 months or 3 months coming up with a list of names. We want to know who are some people that are in their contact sphere now that we can start getting in front of. Because when someone is new, it is critically important to help them get someone sponsored and to help them get their first check. The minute somebody sponsors somebody and gets their check, both of those things help build validity. They believe that, yes, this business model is valid. Yes, it builds their belief that they can do it, that they can have success here as well. So it's really, really important that those two things happen, that they get somebody sponsored and they get that check. So we want to make sure that that's going to happen, and we've got to have a list of names to work from. Okay, so we've gone through 4 points so far. The fifth point is that we want to help them find their first 3 qualified distributors, and we want to help them get in front of their first 25 to 50 to 100 people as soon as we can. So we're trying to help set the stage that we've got to build a base of customers, and we've got to go out and find their business partners. Now, they're not going to find 100 people this first month, probably. They may not sign up 100 people in their first 3 months. We'd love for them to, but more than likely over the first 3 months, they're going to get in front of a lot of people. They're going to get a lot of people enrolled, and it's going to fall somewhere between the 25 and 100 people that we will have enrolled. So on this step, what we're trying to get them to do is to commit to some actions of either setting up some times to do one-to-ones, or they're going to set up their grand opening event, or they're going to book some other events that they're going to have where they pull people together. So we're trying to get them to make a commitment to their business. So that's the fifth step. The sixth step is for them to commit to plugging into at least one large event. Now, that can be like the Back to Basics Boot Camp that's coming up in June in Chicago. That could be the Tony and Debbie Underwood event down in West Palm Beach. That could be the Shackley Global Conference out in Vegas. That could be even a conference call like this, you know, where we plug people in where they say, okay, you know, they hear that there's other people who are building a business. They could come to a Saturday team call. Any of those things can help to motivate and inspire and just show them that, yes, there are people building businesses. And then the last item on the list is to sign up for Glacken University. The Glacken U training just takes people through 7 weeks. It's 7 different modules on webinars, and we've got a PDF of a manual that they can, you know, track where they are in the manual and track where they are in terms of looking up information as that goes along with the materials in the webinar. And the webinars just take you through the company, the products, and the opportunity. We are in the process of updating all of those with a lot of the newer stuff that's been happening here in Shackley and new products, et cetera. But the ones that we have are valid. It's not like there's anything wrong with those, and we are working on new ones. So those are the 7 steps for getting somebody started. So when we talk about getting people off on the right foot, my hope is that everybody remembers that we have these 7 steps, really important. If you don't utilize this 90-day plan sheet, I would encourage you to do so. When you have someone who's new, we need to get them started, and we need to get them started in a duplicatable manner. I forget who it was that said that we need to keep them duplicatable. I think it was Sue. But if you want to have them duplicatable, you have to have something they can duplicate off of. And that's why this one-page sheet is really powerful, is because you just hand the sheet to your new builder. They hand it to their builder hands it to their builder, and it's 7 easy steps that people can do, and it gets them into action, gets them moving forward. So I really was hoping this was going to be a little bit more interactive, and it seems like a lot of folks either didn't know about the sheet, aren't using the sheet, or just are being quiet, which is totally fine as well. Let me just pause here and let you guys ask some questions. Do you have any questions about the 90-day plan? Do you have any questions about how it works with your people? Let's talk about that for just a moment. Any questions you have regarding this?
Jennifer, this is Denise. Good morning again. I think the piece, if, you know, being totally honest here, right? So I think the piece that trips me up is the accountability piece, holding their feet to the fire. You know, obviously you can't say, well, you said you were going to do this, and then they don't, you know, because it's oftentimes people write down goals, and, you know, it doesn't often happen. So I think it's the accountability piece for me.
And I think, absolutely. And you know something, Denise, I think everybody struggles with that with folks because we have so many people who come on board, right? And the longer you're in the business, the more people you will have had join your team and unfortunately, in some cases, leave the team. And it doesn't mean that they've left to go somewhere else. A lot of times people just step back from their goals. They just don't reach the goals that they had set for themselves. So how do we hold people accountable? One of the things, and you've probably all heard Tony and Debbie Underwood talk about this on a Saturday team call, is you want to set some expectations up front. You want to talk to people about what they want you to do when they don't reach their goals. And that's a great question to ask people when they're setting the goal. So that's the third step. So they've enrolled as a qualified distributor. They've set up their monthly autoship. And you're having them write down a concrete goal to accomplish in those first 90 days. And so, for example, Denise, if somebody puts in, okay, I'd like to be a director in my first 90 days, you can say, you know, fantastic, what an awesome goal. Can't wait to help you achieve that. And I just want to ask you a question here. How would you like me to hold you accountable to this goal? So you can ask the question, how do you want me to hold you accountable? But you can also, if maybe they're hemming and hawing, you might say, what would you like me to do when you don't return my phone calls? What would you like me to do when you don't return my emails? You know, so you can be very specific, because sometimes people go into what, you know, we kind of joke about as the witness protection program, where they sign up and then you never hear from them again. You can't find them because they're uncomfortable that they're not doing what they said they were going to do. That's typically why somebody would not, you know, not return phone calls. So how does that feel? Does that feel like that would be easy to do?
No, I appreciate the reminder to talk with them up front. You know, how do you want me to hold you accountable, right? Because it can be uncomfortable, and I never want someone to be uncomfortable, and I don't want to be uncomfortable. So I think having that conversation up front is makes it less uncomfortable. Just say, you know, we talked about this, and this is, you know, where you wanted to be, and this didn't happen, and that's okay, but how can we get through this, you know?
Right. Well, and you'll find that people will joke with you a little bit more. They're like, because sometimes, like, when you're asking that question up front, they're so excited about their business, and they're like, oh, I would never not call you back, Denise. I'm going to call you. Anytime you call, I'm going to be there. I'm going to do everything I said I was going to do. And it's not that we don't believe people. I think all of us actually go into this, and we truly believe, okay, they're going to do exactly what they said they're going to do. And then life happens for some folks. And so sometimes people don't do it. And sometimes, you know, then you're making those phone calls and they're not returning them initially. But usually if you've had the conversation up front, they'll joke back with you and say, ah, this is the point where you asked me how I wanted to help, you know, have you hold me accountable. And you'll just have a conversation. They might say, you know, life has gotten really crazy. I'm in the middle of my child's getting married next month and we're in the middle of planning the wedding or whatever, you know. Something's going on that's, you know, taking their focus away from Shackley. And then it's just time to reevaluate, okay, so do we want to change that goal? Do we need to write a different goal down? Because I want to make sure that I'm holding you accountable to the goal you want to achieve. You can always ask that question. And you can always help them then to figure out, okay, well, going forward now, how would you like me to hold you accountable? So, you know, you can readjust at any point, and then you just keep coming back to that question, how would you like me to hold you accountable? Because as their leader, if we don't help hold them accountable, I think we're doing them a disservice. We're kind of letting them just sort of, you know, hang out in the wind there and you know, die on the vine. And we want to make sure we help pour into our people and that we give them the success that they're looking for, if the best that we can, the best we can help them. And a lot of times we're going to find that we can't help them because they don't want to be helped. Okay, so what are some other questions, comments about the 90-day plan? Any other questions, comments?
Well, being blunt, honest, my comment is I'm going to start using it.
Yes, and thanks for being vulnerable and sharing that, because, you know, something, I'm sure that there's some other people on the call who are thinking the same thing. They're thinking, okay, gosh, why wasn't I using it, right?
Exactly.
Fine. That's why we have these calls, to remind people we've got the tools in place, we've got the systems in place, let's just utilize it. We don't have to go out and reinvent the wheel. It's there for us. And so just a reminder, if you don't have the most current version of the 90-day plan, just shoot me a quick email and I'll send it back to you. I've got it right here on my computer. And we'll make sure that everybody's got a copy of that. Going forward, let's make sure that we're helping our team members get started right. And if you haven't done a 90-day plan yourself in a while, just fill the sheet out yourself. Just go back and take a touch base. You know, do you have your auto ship set up? What's your goal for the next 90 days? Rewrite up your list of names. And you can go through exactly the same things that are on this list and get yourself recharged, re-excited, re-motivated. And I'm going to just throw one last plug in here, and then I'll let everybody go for the morning. Everybody here can still earn the Shackley trip. This cruise is, when I looked at the cruise and the amount of days and the ship that Shackley has booked us on, this is a fabulous trip. A lot of times the Shackley dream trips are shorter than what this trip is going to be. This is a really nice long trip. It's a really awesome getaway. It's on one of the biggest boats that's out there in terms of the cruise ships. It is top of the line. I just can't say enough things about it. And I want as many people from our team as possible on that trip together. So if you're thinking, gosh, you know, how do I make it happen? Well, let's strategize. Let's figure it out. And one of the ways you'll do that is you've got to have two directors on your team because you need to be at least a coordinator. And so let's utilize this tool to help ourselves get to that coordinator level and beyond. So I hope everybody has a fabulous Shackley week, fabulous Shackley day, and we'll be here same time, same place next Monday. Goodbye, everybody, and thanks for your conversation this morning.